I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
It's In the Scenes Behind Plain Sight. I'm Ian.
And I'm Mike. Today, we're talking about one of my favorite kind of two-part episodes.
Right.
Or an episode that kind of builds. This is the episode called The Cast of Us.
The Cast of Us. One of our top 10 season 2 episodes. We're excited to dive into it as soon as we finish talking about diving into it. And that's going to happen as soon as I'm done right here.
Now,
Mike,
how are
great
you?
To be back with you. I'm good. It's been a long week since we last. It's been the normal length of a week. It's been seven days.
Not much has changed.
So, maybe there are imperceptible differences as the universe moves towards entropy, but
sure.
It seems it was not actually a long week or a short week. It was 7 days, and those 7 days were filled with anticipation for this very conversation we're having now. I almost have deja vu right now.
Well, it does feel like things are starting to repeat themselves as we pile up more and more episodes. There's nothing to differentiate one day from the next other than the fact that it's a chance for me to see you, which I love. Because that gives a little variety to my week.
What really is a rewatch podcast but a voluntary deja vu where you relive something you lived before, coupled with an unsettling feeling that something isn't right in your brain, that something's gone wrong, and is maybe the first step in a cascading series of mental failures that will bring about your end.
We've chosen purgatory.
We have a promo to read you for a new show you might want to listen to.
In March 2023, five college students went missing from a van in the Arizona desert. Where they were found will blow you away.
New from Radiotopia, in conjunction with Wondery Media, a Gimlet Studios production in partnership with Gizmodo and Wall Street Journal Digital.
From Paramount Plus and Siemens Furniture, now at Menards.
It's Missing from a Van, Where They Were Found, a new series from One Girl Murdered Studios and PRX in partnership with Planet Money.
From Earwolf, Gimlet Media, and Lenders Bagels, Missing from a Van, Where They Were Found uncovers not just where they were found, but where they were missing from. A van.
From New Yorker Audio, in collaboration with Wondery Media and Audiocracy, with exclusive audio from an identical podcast released just 4 months ago, Missing from a Van, Where They Were Found, from Rolling Stone Magazine and Wondery Media in partnership with ABC Studios, a division of CBS, is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Or you can get all episodes right now ad-free by subscribing to Real Simple Magazine or buying a Ford F-150 Extra Cab.
Missing from a Van, Where They Were Found is part true crime mystery, part travel show, part reality podcast, and part true crime mystery.
And it's the only place to find out where they were found after they went missing from a van and what that means for all of us and how we live our lives today.
From Spotify, in partnership with Dateline and iHeartMedia, in collaboration with A Bon Pain, get Missing from a Van, Where They Were Found. Because where they were found is just the beginning.
But the van they were missing from is only part of the story. Get it exclusively on Spotify.
The rest is history.
From the History Channel.
And New Yorker Audio, in collaboration with Wondery Media.
Available on HBO Max and Disney+.
Missing from a Van, Where They Were Found. where they were found when they were missing from a van.
Now on Stitcher.
Well, all right. Well, should we talk about this show?
The Cast of Us.
The Cast of Us. It's such a fun title because it really kind of sets us up for what's about to happen at the end of the episode before we even know what it means.
Yeah, I like that. I like a little bit of foreshadowing, but not too much. I like to keep it, you know, between three and foreshadowing.
Yeah.
But the Cast of Us, you know, we're still, as we have been all season, we're getting so excited for the nudist competition. The preparation is everywhere. We're making costumes, which, of course, we're nude, so...
It's just pheromones. It's a pheromonal costume that really, it more projects an aura of a scene or an outfit.
So, yeah, so everybody is getting... We're getting so excited. Chekhov has, in the last few episodes, we've watched him dance. He's our ringer. He's a great dancer, and he's going to help us take the volleyball dance competition. This episode begins with Chekhov breaking his leg.
Now, yeah, and it's so funny. We don't see what happens. And there's a lot of reasons for that that have nothing to do with the audience. They're just things that happened off stage to Greg Kinnear.
Yes, and this is where the storyline came from. They wrote into it. Greg had actually broken both his legs, but they were able to CGI in a healthy leg for the screen. For some reason, they couldn't just do both. But in any event, it's a huge worry because our star can't dance anymore. How are we going to win?
Let's take a quick break.
The nudist competition. Well, Mike, I think one thing that people like that we do on this show, we hear a lot about it, people tell us that they like that we do check-ins when we do them.
Yeah, that's right. Have you, is there any news on your side? Anything cooking up there?
Well, I auditioned for a role in the new Dan Brown film.
Ooh.
The QR Code.
Okay. Dan Brown, of course, is the author behind Inferno.
Angels and Demons. The Lost Symbol, Digital Fortress.
Okay.
Origin.
So tell me about QR Code. Is this another Robert Langdon mystery?
Yeah. The symbologist from Harvard, Robert Langdon, he goes to a restaurant for the first time and comes across a mysterious symbol sitting on the table. And he has to figure out how to order his meal before the Catholic Church assassinates him.
Oh, that sounds terrific.
It's great. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, what's the part?
Oh, I play a waiter who repeatedly come to the table and ask him if he's dined with us before, because we do things a little bit differently.
Oh.
I'm asking him questions like that. Is he still working on it? I tell him my favorite appetizers. Meanwhile, he cannot figure out how to order, and he keeps asking me for a menu, and I keep saying it's right there on the table. Meanwhile, a number of soldiers from the Catholic Church are attempting to assassinate him.
When you say you do things differently at your restaurant, what's the difference in this particular restaurant?
Well, at our restaurant, when we bring you your food, you put it in your mouth and you chew it. We do things a little bit differently around here. Can I explain it to you? The top of our menu, those are our appetizers.
Those are small plates that are shareable for everybody?
Mm-hmm. It's a little bit different. But eventually, you'll get the hang of it.
Well, that's terrific.
Good luck. At this restaurant, you'll see a series of dishes that you can read, and then you can ask me, the waiter, to go get them for you. And then at the end, you can exchange currency for the meal you've already eaten.
Well, it's unorthodox, but I think I get it.
Anyway, what's been going on with you?
One thing that this is fun. I think you'll like this. I've actually... At work, I have been asked to do a Substack.
Oh, I love newsletters. I always read them when I get them.
Okay. But as I was saying, at my work, I'm going to be making a Substack.
Sure.
Which is, I'm excited about. I haven't done it before. But we think just kind of by piling sandwiches in a kind of a cool design, I think what we'll do is we'll kind of revolutionize the concession stand.
Okay.
If you could imagine this, just a pyramid of sandwiches.
Of submarine subs.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
So this like is a French rolls. This is a stack of subs.
It's called a Substack.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So, and you were asked to be in charge of the Substack.
I was asked, yeah, to create it. I don't know why. I don't know what it is, but it's a responsibility. I'm ready to do it. I'm ready to take it on. I think people are going to really enjoy my Substack.
Can I ask, so when they asked you to do the Substack for the theater, did they tell you what it was, or did you just kind of imagine it was a stack of subs?
I felt like it was pretty self-explanatory. All right, let's get back to it.
Yeah, so everybody is so freaked out. We've lost our best dancer.
Yeah.
All we have left is our best volleyball player. All right, how are we going to do this without Chekhov?
Thank you. That's right.
And then what happens at the beginning of Act Two? You are training. There's a montage. You're doing a push-up.
Yeah.
Both of your arms break.
It's just too much. I don't have that end range of flexion that you need to get the full push-up, and it just snaps both arms. Maybe I've been trying to do too much. Maybe I'm trying to compensate for the loss of Chekhov. But whatever the case, Chris suddenly has two broken arms. There goes the volleyball part of volleyball dance.
We are, as a colony, we are at our lowest moment. Because we have lost both our stars. This thing we've been building towards, this nudist competition, is just weeks away.
Yeah.
We're going to have to scrap everything. Are we even going to make the trip is the question.
Yeah.
I remember this being very hard to film.
It was technically, it was very difficult because Greg's legs were broken.
Yes.
My arms, that was all acting.
Yeah. And wow.
It was, yeah, there was some of the grimace on my face when that was real. Push-ups, not easy. They're not easy.
Because you have to push up.
It can be really hard. Even for elite athletes, push-ups are not easy.
Yeah, I have seen it done. And every time it's just, wow. It's like magic. It's like flying, except your hands and feet are still on the ground.
Yeah, all four, definitely.
Now, we should talk about, you know, this episode centers, of course, around Chekhov's injury and around your injury. But you were not the only one. There was a lot of something was wrong at Funstations. There were a lot of injuries.
Everyone seemed to be getting hurt. We saw Nan had what looked like a separated shoulder, the way mm-hmm. she was carrying it and kind of her limited arm range. Skip seemed to have more parts of Skip were pixelated out, which seemed to indicate some sort of injury.
Yeah, the only thing you could see really that wasn't pixelated on Skip was his eyes, and he had an eye patch on each eye, but he was still mm-hmm. moving around as if he could see where he was going. So as a viewer, you think, oh, he must have had some kind of graphic injury. That's why they're pixelating his whole body. But you never knew what it was. Maybe it was just a full-body compound fracture, though he was moving around freely.
I don't think a full-body compound fracture is possible, because wouldn't that mean that your entire skeleton has somehow burst through your skin?
It's on the outside, yeah. Bugs have an exoskeleton, and bugs survive.
That's true.
And so may Skip. Well, I think it's time we take a quick break and hear from some of our advertisers. Are you tired of standing in long lines, waiting to ride a ride at your local theme park, or just to get to the front of the brunch line to have your Sunday Eggs Benedict. Well, what if somebody could stand in that line for you? An anonymous person who you pay to stand in line for you. Well, that's what QAnon offers you. An anonymous person to queue up and hold your place for a reasonable price.
That's QUEUEANON.
With QAnon, simply Google the phrase QAnon and click whatever comes up. That'll be fine.
Each QAnon line holder promises they won't talk to you about anything, but anything they believe or suspect is about to happen.
That's the QAnon guarantee. So this episode, the ending of the episode, I have to say, in everything we've watched, it is one of my favorite endings of any episode.
Yeah.
Because we are coming from the lowest point we've been at in the series so far. There are lower points to come, certainly, both in the storyline and in just the morale of everyone on the crew. But this is the lowest point in the story of the show. You know, I think nobody knows where things are going.
And the way they shot this, it was so fun. It was so fun to see it because they shoot it in shadow. It's dark. It's the mood is obvious. Nan is nursing at this point, as far as the audience is concerned, she's just holding a shoulder. It's unclear what's going on. Skip is there trying to help her. Tracy shows up. Again, just walking through the background.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still, there's something, even in the way he was holding himself, you could tell something, that these people were rock bottom.
The dialogue here, what happens, is just incredible. Because you are, despite your injury, you're still holding out hope. You are a glimmer of hope that maybe we're going to figure it out. And there's a scene where you and Chekhov, you're sitting down, you're talking about what's happened, you're having a beer together. You, of course, are having that beer through a straw.
Two straws, that's right.
And you say, I love this line. You say to Chekhov, we got to do that. We got to get on top of this.
Yeah.
We got to figure this out.
We join forces. We do get on top of this. Chekhov gets on my shoulders. And these people, really, they're essentially halves of a person, right?
To become one.
To become one. We become...
the beast with two backs.
A beast with two backs. And through that, we answer the question of what we'll do at the nudist competition.
Everybody sees this happen. Chekhov climbs up on your shoulders. You walk around. You look like one very, very tall person.
Yeah.
It's clear to everybody, this is how you're going to win this thing. You're going to stand tall. We were at our bottom, but we're going to stand taller than ever before.
Chris and Chekhov combine together to create this kind of tower of a person, this totem to nudism.
Mm. It's weird to do it nude. It's weird to sit on somebody's shoulders nude.
We never really talked about that, did we?
I think it's best we didn't. Nobody wanted to talk about that.
Yeah.
In the Scenes Behind Plain Sight is produced by a number of people who are just slowly backing out of the room as I speak.
We are a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX. Audrey Mardovich, executive producer. Yuri Lasordo, director of network operations.
You can find us online on our website, itsbps.condos, or on Twitter at itsbpstv.
And if you're interested in sending us an email, if social media is too public, you can send us an email at itsbps@itsbps.condos. Has anyone ever sent us an email at that address?
Let me open it up. There is one. It's from... the subject line is test, and it's from me testing if the email box works. We'll see you next week, right here on In the Scenes Behind Plain Sight.
1 week from today.
On In the Scenes Behind Plain Sight.
Wednesday.
Radiotopia. From PR.